Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
What have you said to me recently?
Recently.
Rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean and or, well, yeah, that would be me. Just all by myself today. Bradley Dean. This is too much. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And or what you could do, friends, is you could go over to our websites, which are sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to our other websites, which are on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. Along with that, you can go over to Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook and Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook as well. My Twitter account is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. On my Twitter account. Again, friends, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter accounts. If you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour, please do so. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, it's been a day already. I'm actually up online right now, and interestingly enough, my top computer just froze up on me, but I'm good. I've been saved at the bottom. So in saying that, friends, let's get over to sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick because I got a lot to cover. I got to nail what I didn't nail yesterday, and I want to talk about Rules for Radicals by none other than... what's his name? Oh, yeah, that guy, Saul Alinsky. And who's his disciple? I don't know. Here, let's listen to the clown, Jay Carney, and see what he has to say about Barack Hussein Obama. And who respects Saul Alinsky? Go ahead, Sam.
On his vision, I wonder if you could clear something up. Newt Gingrich keeps saying on the campaign trail that the president's vision comes from Saul Alinsky, the community organizer. I haven't heard you ask about that. I'm wondering if you want to, is there some sort of portrait of him in the White House that people look up to, or is this just some, is this BS, basically?
Have I said how much fun I had as a reporter covering Congress from 1996 to 1998? There was a certain bombast to it at the time. A lot of colorful things to cover. The president's background as a community organizer is well documented in the president's own books.
Did you hear that, friends? Community organizer.
His experience in that field obviously contributed to who he is today.
Of course,
his experience is.
And of course, it has.
Is a broad, based one that includes a lot of other areas of in his life. So, I'll just leave it at that.
But we do know that Jay the Clown. See how he's a funny guy, right? The guy with the big red nose on. He's no longer there as the spokesperson that lies for the administration on a daily basis. Of course, he's been replaced. But in saying that, I wanted you to understand that it came straight from their mouths that Barack Hussein Obama has been a community organizer, and his hero is none other than Saul Alinsky himself, who accredited his book Rules for Radicals none other than to Satan. I'm sorry. And so, if you want to see how the devil acts, just go ahead and look at the administration, because you are seeing a prime exhibition on a daily basis from this administration, and you have over the last 6 years. And I want to tell you something. I'm not asking for Satan, and I'm not asking for his approval to obey God. And that's exactly why I'm invoking the moral law of God as to what's going on here. Because, friends, I'm sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, and the way to deal with that is to go back to God's 10 commandments, Jeremiah 6:16. Going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Oh, by the way, friends, just a side note, my computer is under attack right now. Huh, that's interesting how that works. It's under attack, critical security warning, malicious virus attack. Why are they hitting my computer so hard right now? Could it be because we're going to be exposing Saul Alinsky and the Hillary Clintons and the Billy Clintons and the Barack Hussein Obamas and all these other minions that are all, well, let's say it this way, underachievers in real life, but they're overachievers as to how to destroy a country, aren't they? They're doing a great job. But in saying that, friends, let's get back to this. Bloomberg's gun grabbers would have kept their armed Kroger customer from saving this elderly man. Check out the video, friends. Here we have it again. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Iran cheating on nuke agreement as well, friends. Going on. Obama coldly denies Islamic persecuted Iraqi Christian woman begging to come to America. She wants the American people as to know what's going on over there in Iraq and how the Christians are being persecuted by the radical Muslims, of course. And Barack Hussein Obama wants to defend the Muslims. And we've seen this for the last 6 years as well, going on seven now. Also wanted to let you know, friends, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, exclusive Oklahoma Rep. Kevin Calvey explains bill that would have allowed elected officials, state officials, to be prosecuted only by the Attorney General. Only by the Attorney General. So they want to pick their judge. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, God's Law Regarding Economics. Check it out. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Hillary Clinton's crimes are worse than Bob Menendez, who's a pedophile, by the way. He's been busted with child prostitution when he goes over into other countries. He is one of your representatives. He's got prison time now hanging over the top of his head. Also on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Homeland Security's citizen examines twists, as they do, the First Amendment. That's all we've seen from this administration on a daily basis, is how they can twist the Constitution. Actually, they're not even twisting it, friends. They're just attacking it. They're assailing your Constitution, the laws of our constitutional republic, on a 24/7 basis in this country. So, and that should come as to no surprise to anybody here. So, also on sonsoflibertymedia.com, suing the government. Who are you going to call? We got an attorney from the state of Minnesota, Eric Cardall. He's kind of a hotshot attorney. He's kind of going and dealing with corruption inside of government. And friends, that's our aim here. We want resolve, and the way to do that is actually by bringing forth judgment. Because again, friends, we know justice is the guardian of liberty. Up on the scroll on sonsoflibertymedia.com right now, it's official. Police were ordered to stand down and let the Baltimore riots rage out of control. Yep, you heard me right. Rage out of control. And we also have here on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Obama's community organizing. Listen to this, friends. Obama's community organizing. Friends, this is incredible. This is live radio. This is not a situation that's being conspired by chance, of course, but it is happening. My computers are under attack right now. Obama's community organizing, bringing Marxists and Muslims together for the imposition of martial law. Listen to this again. Obama's community organizing. Oh, and by the way, don't forget about all the Muslims that are being integrated into Idaho, neither, friends. Don't forget about what's going on, folks, while they're playing sleight of hand right now. Obama's community organizing, bringing Marxists and Muslims together for the imposition of martial law. What say you, sonsoflibertymedia.com?
The dead doctors don't lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. It's interesting. Literally, my computers are under attack, and my phones, everything about what I'm going to share with you, apparently someone doesn't want you to hear it. So what we're going to do is we're just going to roll right through this. I have the page froze up on my website right now, and hopefully it's not going to go anywhere. So let's get to the rules for radicals. Oh, but before I do that... Before I do that, this has been a real bizarre 5 minutes, friends. Do forgive me. But interestingly enough, these screens are just going up and down and up and down. I wanted you to hear, we all know who Al Sharpton is, right? He's the guy that just couldn't make it. He wanted to be MLK. He's the great underachiever. He's a communist. He owes millions of dollars. He's a fraud. He's a felon. And he owes a lot of money in back taxes to the IRS. But for some reason in Baltimore, he's their man that they wanted to call in. And they wanted him to lead up a march in Baltimore in a church, even a church, you know, because he's a reverend that apparently thinks he's serving the God of heaven in some form or fashion. I'm trying to scripturally find that, but I can't find that. And by the way, that's why we're here, so you can make the distinction, friends. The man is a criminal. If it's not him, it's Jesse Jackson. If it's not him, then it's the new Black Panthers leader, friends. We talked about him a little bit yesterday. Incredible. New Black Panther chairman. We should be applauded like the founding forefathers. He said, well, you should be applauded for what? For willingness to die and kill for Black Nation. This is what he said yesterday. Okay, so we have Al Sharpton going out to Baltimore. And what's interesting, I'm going to bring you over to a piece that Fox did, and it was a really good one. And I want you to listen carefully as to what was going on. Al Sharpton was kind of like stonewalling Fox News. They were trying to get to the mayor. And friends, I again, just so people can understand that I'm not making this kind of stuff up. I'm not making this kind of stuff up. Okay? And what I'm not making up is the fact that she is disconnected. You need to watch the videos of the Baltimore mayor because it's like she is being led about. You know, her mayoral capacity is there, but her mind is not hooked up to her heart, nor is her heart hooked up to her mouth. Because what she said, she now denies that she said it, but we have it on film that she said it, and she said it clearly. I'm telling you, friend, she's on meds. Check out the video. Look at her. She is not there. She is staring off into space. like doing what she's told to do, and they're protecting her from the press. Why would they protect the mayor from the press at a time like this? And why would they call in Al Sharpton, friends? We already know the connection between him and the Obama administration. We're going to talk about rules for radicals in just one moment, but I want you to hear this piece because it's important that you hear it and listen to how this thing spins out.
Church where we found out that the mayor is having a meeting with Al Sharpton and some other community leaders here, and we came
to ask
a very simple question. On Monday night, we watched looters run rampant here on the streets of Baltimore and take whatever they wanted in the five-finger discount. And police sources over the past couple of days have said very clearly that the mayor issued a stand-down order to her police to not take these rioters on and essentially let them loot its only property was the direct quote I had attributed to the mayor, and the mayor has obfuscated and gone back and forth on exactly what her orders were. So we tracked her down and we wanted to ask her exactly what she had to say to her residents.
So why can't we ask questions?
That they say.
This is her being confronted.
A public official? We can't ask questions.
Yes, you will have an opportunity.
I can ask questions? And you're gonna, and will you answer them? You'll answer our questions then. Yeah. Then you'll answer our questions.
Excuse us.
In addition to a number of the other questions we asked her, what do you have to say to the number of police officers who were injured? And we were told by police sources that a number of them were injured because she ordered them not to respond with force towards people who were pelting them with bricks. Maybe even ordered some police officers not to wear certain protective gear. Didn't get an answer to that question. Didn't get an answer to the question of what does she have to say to the businesses who were looted because of this stand-down order. Didn't get an answer to that question. I also asked a couple of the police officers who shoved me out of the way who were trying to get her past us. I said, wait a second, how is it that you'll protect the mayor from simple questions from reporters and yet you decided not to protect any of the businesses out here in Baltimore aggression? She promises to answer that at the press conference.
How is it that you'll protect the mayor from the reporters to answer questions to those that request answers to those that she represents, and yet you won't protect the people or the businesses that have been looted and robbed and property destroyed? Friends, that's where you have to ask the question, who do they work for? We're finding out the connection between her office and Barack Hussein Obama's office. Of course! We also know, going back to Ferguson, Missouri, we also know, friends, as I shared yesterday, that none other than the international criminal himself, George Soros, was financing and sending forth finances into the Ferguson situation with provocateurs to stir up domestic insurrection. We know that as a fact. We talked to a pastor in Ferguson that said, whatever the state-controlled media is giving you, that's not the Ferguson that I live in. And he said the state-controlled media was there going to parking lots where they could find 50 people. They'd put the 50 people gathered together behind them, conglomerate them together, right? Put them in little crowds, and then film with them in the background. And remember what I said to you yesterday, they take the pictures and then another creates the war. Well, there's no question as to what's going on in Baltimore. But knowing the links now, we're beginning to understand and see this thing unfold again. But again, friends, I told you 6 weeks ago, things were going to get more intense in America. Now here we are. Here we are. And now they're trying to, remember through Ferguson, the state-controlled media wanted you to believe that all these rioters were spreading across the country, but they couldn't get them, they couldn't find them. Now they have Baltimore again. And now they have a Freddie Gray. And with him, he was mysteriously killed. Now we're finding out that the police, five police officers are now being charged for the crime who are denying the fact that they had him killed or killed him. This seems like a very opportune time for this kind of stuff to be happening, friends. They will not waste a good opportunity when it comes to crisis. And I'll tell you what, if they don't make a good opportunity out of the crisis that's already, you know, created, then they themselves will create it themselves. And that's exactly what we're seeing happening. And friends, I do want you to remember, too, what I said to you during the first segment, that what's happening in Idaho right now, a lot of Muslims are coming into that state. And the mayor of that particular city that they're going into is welcoming them. It's sleight of hand. Pay attention to what's going around, friends. Not just what they want you to look at. No, no, no. Pay attention to everything that's going on around you nationally, internationally. Pay attention to everything because this is what will be their downfall. And pay attention and put the pieces together. I'm not trying to play this out like it's a game. I'm trying to tell the American people, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I'm trying to tell the American people that judgment is in America because God said that he would turn that nation into hell that forgets him. You want to see how Satan acts? Pay attention. You want to see judgment upon a country? Pay attention. Because God will play the enemy for his purposes. He will be glorified at the end of the day through all of what the American people tolerate. And Baltimore is another example of what the American people will sit back and tolerate through a criminal administration. And rest assured, it is linked back to this administration. Rest assured. If you would like to ask me or challenge me on any of the things that I'm saying, I would love for you to do that. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, I am not talking about a different country here. I'm talking about our homeland, our home front. And we need to deal with what's going on here. If we want this to stop, then we better do what I've been telling you to do for the last 6 years and what God has been telling us to do for 6,000 years. Don't tolerate the crime. Yet here we are. The King James Bible tells us in Proverbs 29:16, when the wicked are multiplied, transgressions increase. But I want to tell those transgressors that God promises to his kids that the righteous shall see their fall. Of course we will. When the wicked increase, says the Holman Christian Standard Bible, when the wicked increase, rebellion increases. But the righteous will see their downfall. You know, yesterday I brought up the fact that in Proverbs 28, it says that they that forsake the law praise the wicked. We can see what's going on for those that are following the lead through this wicked administration. They are the ones not only forsaking the law and the people following, whoever that may be. I know they don't have the numbers. I know that is a fact, friends. They do not have the support. This is all state-controlled, contrived. The spin doctors are busy. Because they want you to feel inept. But let me say this. But to the wicked, but such as keep the law, contend with them. The righteous will contend with the wicked. The righteous will contend with the wicked. And that's where I want to bring this before the end of the show. We're going to come right back. I promise. Rules for Radicals. Rules for Radicals. Saul Alinsky and the Chicago organizer himself, Barack Hussein Obama. And the Attorney General and Hill of Beans. Oh, we call her Hillary Clinton and Billy and so on and so forth.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
A little run. A little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Here we go. 1-866-233-0747. In 1971, Saul Alinsky wrote an entertaining classic on grassroots organizing titled Rules for Radicals. Those who prefer corporative tactics describe the book as out of date. Nevertheless, it provides for some of the best advice on confrontational tactics. Alinsky begins this way. Okay, this is Barack Hussein Obama's pimp. Okay, his teacher, Grasshopper, remember him? What follows is for those who want to change the world from what it is to what they believe it should be, The Prince was written by Machiavelli for the haves on how to hold power. Rules for Radicals is written for the have-nots on how to take it away. So what they want to do, and they're doing it in the face of the American people, take from those that work and have, and give to those that don't work and don't have. It's exactly what this administration has been doing since day one. I remember I was at the, we were out in Tampa Bay at the RNC Republican National Convention, and I was the only guy with long hair down to my butt, tattoos up and down, 6'5". And massive, my wife tells me. But aside of that, it's interesting that I was the only one there trying to wake up these people to the fact that Obama's not losing. He's winning. He's gaining because he is creating dependence. And he's taking from you to do just that illegally. And so just so people can understand how this is being played out, Barack Hussein Obama is not losing. He is winning. He is winning because he is creating dependency upon himself by stealing away your money and pimping these people out, literally, is what he's doing. Now, going back to Rules for Radicals, you can also check out David Horowitz's book. His rules derive from many successful campaigns where he helped poor people that didn't want to work. Keep that in mind, friends. Help the poor people fighting power and privilege. So for Alinsky, organizing is the process of highlighting what is wrong and convincing people they can actually do something about it. Not by the rule of law, but by the rule of the lawless. Okay? According to Alinsky, the organizer, especially a paid organizer from out, listen carefully, especially a paid organizer from outside, must first overcome suspicion and establish credibility. Well, this administration has never created any credibility. It was given to him. And see, you need to understand it didn't take any discipline on their part to actually achieve what they have now. No, it was given to them to destroy, and that's exactly what they're doing. So, next, the organizer must begin the task of agitating, rubbing resentments, fanning hostilities, and searching out controversy. Now, this is necessary to get people to participate. An organizer has to attack apathy and disturb the prevailing patterns of complacent community life where people have simply come to accept a bad situation. Alinsky would say the first step in community organization is community disorganization. See, they're creating a new order out of the chaos that they themselves are creating. And this is exactly what the globalists are doing, friends. And it's not just Barack. It's not just Hillary. It's the Bushes as well. Folks, he said it right out of his mouth. Out of chaos, can we create a new order? Look at the fruit of his administration, my friends. Look at his family lineage. Go look at the Bush regime tree, friends, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. And you will find that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. Now, though, and through a process of combining hope and resentment, the organizer tries to create a mass army that brings in as many recruits as possible from local organizations. You mean like a bunch of people that don't know their left hand from the right hand? Yep. You mean like the 700,000 students in public schools every year that graduate that can't even read their own graduation diplomas? Yep, them are the ones. See, friends? See, parents? This is why they're going after your kids. Because you need to understand that the philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation is going to be the philosophy taught in government in the next. And that's exactly what we're seeing. See, they want to bring recruits from local organizations, churches, service groups, labor unions, corner gangs, and individuals. Muslims, homosexuals, atheists, hello, those that will not be ruled by God's governments. Those that want to forfeit through their ignorance and stupidities because of their reprobate minds that will war against God in heaven. Alinsky provides a collection of rules to guide the process, but he emphasizes these rules must be translated into real-life tactics that are fluid and responsive to the situation at hand. I want to say, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit, saith the Lord God. By my Spirit, saith the Lord God. By my Spirit, saith the Lord God. Let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream into the camps of the unrighteous and wicked, Lord. Let them fall into the pits that they themselves have dug. And they have. Thank you for your mercy, Lord, by uncovering. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. He has. Now, what are you doing about what he has shown you? That's the church's job. I also want people to understand that when you stand up and you deal in righteousness and truth, these people do not know how to respond. The only thing they know how to do is shout and shoot. And that's all they do, and that's all they have done. And it's never about the crisis. It's always about the revolution. It's never about the issues. It's always about the revolution. See, folks, they are pushing towards a lawless state so they can come in with a new force. That's why you're beginning to see police states. That's why you're hearing the warnings across the land right now. Because they want to show you that you can no longer govern yourselves before God. They want you to relinquish your sovereignty between you and your right giver so they can be God in your life. That's what a tyrant is. So here's rule number one. Power is not only what you have. Listen carefully. This is how this administration operates. Power is not only what you have, but what your enemy thinks you have. This is where they're getting you, America. Power is not what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Friends, they don't have it. But I do want to warn you that when God's judgment is upon a nation, hey, it doesn't matter what he's doing. It matters now at this point what God is doing. Because he said he would rejoice over us in judgment as well. And that's a bad, bad place to be, America. And I'm telling you, friends, we're inching in on it incrementally on a daily basis, second by second. When you look at this administration, friends, he is allied. This administration is allied with America's sworn enemies. What else do you need? If your organization is small, hide your numbers in the dark, he said, and raise a din that will make everyone think you have many more people than you really do. They said that when you look behind the power and the control of dictators, you will find nothing behind them because everything they do is premised on a lie. And so as long as you believe the lie and you're controlled by the fear of consequence and the fear of enemy because you're in bondage, then I suggest that you go to the foot of the cross and find the one that sets men free. And this is what your enemy fears more than anything. And if it wasn't true, then why are they attacking Christians all over the world? Because you are the powerhouse when you're hooked up. You are the powerhouse in this earth. You are the light in this world. And no authority, all authority has been given unto his church over all the power and authority over the enemy. But you better make sure that you're walking in holiness, friends. And that's the very element that the church in America is missing. Hey, friends, I want to tell you this. I can search America over, and it always comes to this. Those that really love God are seeking to find themselves in a greater degree on a daily basis to be in Christ and in his holiness. And holiness is the element that's missing in the church. And you know what? I have a lot of people around me. They know the word. They know the arguments. They have all the head knowledge, but they don't have the heart experience. And I want to tell you something. God speaks to your heart, not your head. And it's interesting how they'll put their finger over their eyeball and they'll just give themselves a little allotted space to go ahead and, you know, just forgive themselves through a false version of God's grace to do the things that they want to do, as if to say God will just overlook those secret sins. But keep in mind, when you read the book of Mark chapter 10, it was this one thing that Jesus was going for. And that was real, because the Bible tells us that he looked on whom he loved and he said to the rich young ruler who kept all the commandments, and he said this to him, but this one thing you lack. This one thing you lack. People across the country, even folks, those that are close to the top, they don't want to give up the one thing. But I tend to believe that we're being pushed into a position where they're going to have to face themselves sooner or later. And they will. And that's exactly what's going on now. Friends, we have to get it right before we can right the wrongs. And we can't right the wrongs because, friends, you can't change the devil. The only one that can change human nature is the Christ. And wars are not going to stop until men submit themselves to the meek King of Glory. I want to read this again. Rule one, power is not only what you have. This is how they operate. And this is what I've told you for years, friends. Oh, by the way, this is the first time I've read this. Power is not only what you have, but what an opponent or your enemies thinks you have. They don't have the support. Hey, folks, why is CNN? Why are they out there like everybody thinks CNN is so huge? Because it's bought and paid for. Their ratings are so bad, the vice president or the president quit. MSNBC, their ratings are so bad, as I shared with you last week, that their ratings couldn't get any lower than a snake's belly. But everybody talks about MSNBC and CNN. They're the worst networks there is out there, along with ABC and NBC. Folks, they don't have the ratings. But they, as long as they can put up this image in front of you that they are all-powerful and all-knowing, guess what they're going to push? They're going to push fear. But I want to tell you, when you're born of the Spirit of God, you haven't been given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And those that understand what I'm saying right now, you know not to take counsels from your fears. I'm not saying you didn't go through it, the valley of the shadow of death. I didn't say that, Psalm 23. I said you don't take counsel from your fears. You keep going back to the one that is the author of your faith. I'm going to take a quick break, friends. I'm a little worked up right now. If you'd like to call in, last segment coming up, 1-866-233-0747. Rule 2 we'll go to. There is 11 rules we're going to go to, okay? Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel and dean of Liberty University School of Law. I want to strongly encourage everyone listening to endorse Bradley Dean and listen to his message and bring him to your communities. He is a voice to the youth generation, a voice that is desperately needed.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Every tea party that I do across the country, friends, it's interesting. I will tell them right off the bat, if you understand your enemy, you can shut them down. If you do not understand their tactics, you cannot shut them down. And I want to tell you, the backbone of your message, friends, just like this, if a cop walks into a room and someone in the room is breaking the law, what is his badge of authority, per se? What shows you his authority? He's a law officer. He is a peace officer. And why do they call them peace officers? Because they're there to enforce the law against the crime, to establish peace and righteousness. Bring it over to the scripture again. But friends, you need to know the difference between right and wrong. And if you don't know your founding documents, and firstly, you don't know the word of God, how are you going to deal with your enemy? That makes sense. And again, I always give this definition. If you can understand this, this will take you 100 miles dealing with these people. They want to pull your hair. They want to smack your face. And then they cry the victim. Has anybody taken, we've been talking about Saul Alinsky and the Baltimore, and of course that's a branch off of the Baltimore situation. I'm exposing those that are behind what's going on. The mayor, we have Al Sharpton, the great wannabe criminal, and then we have Barack Hussein Obama and his criminal administration involved with what's going on. Telling the cops to stand down. Giving them an allotted time to destroy. They don't want to hurt those that are destroying the property. They wanted to protect the people. Now we have Freddie Gray. Has anybody taken the time to see this man's criminal narcotic drug dealing record? He's dangerous. He's a felon. 18 times, by the way, he was caught 18 times. He's a young, lifelong criminal. His criminal record is as long as you are tall. And I'm not justifying anything that might have happened there unlawfully. Listen, friends, I hope to believe that I have a good balance on what's right and wrong, but I know that people in this country today, they show more sympathy for the criminals than they do the victims. And that's why I constantly stay on this road right here. Judgment, 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 judgment is the answer to America's dilemma. But you're not going to have judgment if you don't know the difference. Most people still believe we're a democracy. We are not. We are a constitutional republic. Going back to rules for radicals. Never go outside the experience of your people. The result is confusion, fear, and retreat. Well, let's just bring them to the extent of their experience. Let's have them kill a few people, right? Well, they can never go outside of the experience, their own testimony, so they take them to the nth degree to violate law. This is what these people do. And this is how they control them through ignorance and a lack of knowledge. I love this analogy, and it comes to my aid again. The woman they used to call Moses, Harriet Tubman, she used to, when she was freed as a slave in the South, she went to other homesteads and told those slaves, listen, I can get you out, come with me. And she freed a lot of slaves up. And someone said to her, you know, you're responsible for freeing, you know, thousands of slaves. And she said, yeah, that's true, but I could have freed thousands more had they known that they were slaves. See, these people that are following what's going on through the state-controlled media and this administration, they're there to enslave them because they want to rule the roost. And this is how you do it. Hey, folks, rule two, Saul Alinsky, rules for radical. Never go outside the experience of your people. The result is confusion, fear, and retreat. And folks, I want you to understand that they operate off your mush. Soft judges produce hardened criminals. They want to work your sympathies. You know, isn't it interesting, too, you hear during the break Barack Hussein Obama saying justice must be done? Yeah. Oh, dude, you are bringing it down. You can go ahead and fool a couple people. I want to say it this way. You can fool some of the people some of the time, Barack. But you can't fool all the people all of the time. And I want to say this, Mr. Barack, God of the Mosaic Institution, which Jesus Christ fulfilled. You can fool God at no time. You reap what you sow. And you are in a bad, bad personal position before you and your Creator, in which you spread. Number three, whenever possible, go outside the experience of an opponent. Here you want to cause confusion and retreat and fear. You know, the communists, they like to say that when you feel mush, in other words, when you can roll over the people, in other words, America, like Benjamin Franklin rightly said, if you want to make yourself sheep, rest assured that the wolves will devour you. But the communists know this, that when they feel your mush, they can roll over on you. You're a little too sheepish to actually deal with the wolves in the camp that mean to destroy. They say proceed. But they say if you feel the steel resolve from the principled people in this country, retreat. They're afraid that you're going to stand up in righteousness. And folks, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. I'm always interjecting scripture because I know that there's idiots out there that like to put words in your mouth or twist your words to extract things that you never said or meant to say. And this is, by the way, what I'm exposing right now. Number four, rules for radical. Saul Alinsky, Barack Hussein Obama's pimp. Ridicule is man's most potent weapon. It's hard to counterattack ridicule, and it infuriates the opposition, which then reacts to your advantage. These folks are sick in the head. This is straight out of the Satanic Bible. Do what thou wilt. I want you to understand, though, too, friends, this aggression that you're seeing from your enemy should be all the more coming from the righteous, because I say this in righteousness, that if you want to change the future, you better trouble the present lawfully. Your enemy understands the aggression more than the righteous do. And we have a wicked administration because of the supposed righteous in this country that do nothing. I got to go back. I missed one. Rule 4, Rules for Radicals, Saul Alinsky. He said, make opponents live up to their own book of rules. You can kill them with this, for they can no more obey their own rules than Christian churches can live up to Christianity. No, that's exactly right. That's why we're saved by grace. But I also understand this, that he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself unto him. In my understanding of Scripture, my friends, that once you manipulate Christianity, first of all, you're fools for your pains, and secondly, Jesus came to manifest himself to destroy the works of the devil. We're dead in sin. If Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. I am not alive to myself. I am crucified with Christ. I am buried with Christ, and I am alive by the power of God because I'm called to be a witness of the resurrection. I'm not called to be a witness of the flesh, fools. And if that's the road that you want to go down, you heap up judgment for that day upon yourself. That's dangerous. Don't go there. It's like taking a 10-ton brick or a boulder and throwing it up in the air and tempt gravity to see if it's going to work. It still works, friends, because in the Spirit, the law is perpetual. It's always working. Let's go to Rule 6. Rules for Radicals. We'll finish this up probably tomorrow. A good tactic is one your people enjoy. If your people aren't having a ball doing it, listen to how, oh my goodness, see, this is what jacks me up. They're having fun doing this. As a matter of fact, if that wasn't the case, you know, as this administration sends your kids to unconstitutional wars, which is another show within itself, I support our troops 100%. Don't ever get me off base there. They've been sent because the people allowed Congress to send them in the first place. And who is Congress? The voice of the people. But I want you to understand that while your boys and your sons and your daughters are being killed in unconstitutional wars, keep in mind they're having so much fun that they're on another golf field, shooting a little ball into a round hole. Or they're on vacation, spending millions of dollars of the taxpayers' money. Yep. Hey, folks, I want you to understand something. I mean this to establish righteousness. I mean this so you understand that we need to continuously stand up for who we are as a people and let them feel our steel. I'm not going to stand back and be a part of the problem. Folks, I'm facing off with the enemy, and so should you. And what I'm doing right now is I'm uncovering the enemy once again, who hates it more than anything. But when you look back and you see that's exactly what these people are doing, a good tactic is one your people enjoy. If your people aren't having a ball doing it, then there's something very wrong with the tactic. Did you see just the other day, Barack Hussein Obama's anger management, I believe it was his advisor, they made light of the crimes that he has been committing on a daily basis. And then they began to advocate their propaganda once again through global warming. See, folks, they mean to shove it down your throat, like it or not. We'll talk to you in 23. Love you by what we do. First down, 318. See ya.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising costs of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.